This is KVNF's regional newscast for Friday, May 21st, 2021. I'm Gavin Dahl. The Delta County School Board surprised much of the community at last night's meeting, unanimously voting on a resolution not to adopt any new comprehensive human sexuality education curriculum in the district. With a lively scene outside the building, both the Pride Parade led by the Learning Council and residents demonstrating against a curriculum change, the board advanced the vote with very little discussion. Last month, the school board said they would distribute a survey to gather community input and host a public forum. It's unclear what changed. Resident Donna Littlefield shared an open letter to the school board on social media last night, calling it, quote, incredibly disappointing that you as a board are not following through with your word. Lisa Young has coverage on the Delta County Independent website today. The Bureau of Land Management is transferring 69 excess radios to 5 local fire protection districts in the Southwest. The Montrose Press reports the radios will be transferred under the BLM's Rural Fire Readiness Program, which provides essential equipment to local wildland firefighting partners at no cost. Among the recipients of the radios are the Cedar Edge and Gunnison Fire Protection Districts. U.S. Senator Michael Bennett is calling on Congress to invest in restoring America's forests to help mitigate wildfires and build climate resilience. He chairs the Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry's Subcommittee on Conservation, Climate, Forestry, and Natural Resources. At a hearing yesterday, he introduced Dr. Tony Cheng, the director of the Colorado Forest Restoration Institute and professor of forest and rangeland stewardship at Colorado State University. Colorado saw the 3 largest wildfires in state history last year. Governor Jared Polis said yesterday that he will issue additional pardons to Coloradans convicted of low-level marijuana possession crimes now that he's signed a bill into law raising the permissible amount from 1 ounce to 2 ounces. The Colorado Sun reports that Polis pardoned more than 2,700 people in October for minor marijuana offenses. Having these on a person's record can get in the way of getting loans, leases, licenses, or jobs or mortgages. Coronavirus cases are spiking in Moab. Grand County has one of the worst rates in the United States right now. The Salt Lake City Tribune reports large tourist events have driven the spike. 12 cases were linked to the crowd in one bar on a single night during the Easter Jeep Safari, and young service workers are taking the virus home to their families. Grand County has one of the highest vaccination rates in the state. Nearly 40% of residents over age 12 had been fully vaccinated as of last Friday. Delta County Democrats presented 4 scholarships last week to seniors from Hotchkiss High School and Cedar Edge High. The scholarships were awarded based on a 2-part written essay on how social media impacted our democracy and what are your trusted resources and how do you evaluate them. The Delta County Independent reports recipients are Bella Brazonic, Charlie Perkins, Wyatt Smith, and Sophia McCracken. And philanthropist George Stranahan passed away yesterday. The plain-spoken millionaire rejected a life of leisure and was an award-winning cattle rancher, pioneering microbrewery owner, Mountain Gazette magazine bankroller, and co-founder of the Aspen Center for Physics, among many other accomplishments. Declining levels at the second largest reservoir in the U.S. have spurred officials in Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, and New Mexico to search for ways to prop it up. From KUNC, Luke Runyon has more.
Lake Powell on the Colorado River is dropping rapidly. It's forecast to be at just 29% of its capacity by the end of September, the lowest it's ever been. Federal projections are prompting water officials to strategize a way forward. Greg Johnson is with the Colorado Water Conservation Board.
Things, as we've evolved, you know, through the water year, have been getting worse and worse. So it seems like every time we check the forecast, things are going downhill to some extent.
A 2019 plan could be used to release more water from reservoirs upstream to preserve its level. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland could also step in and take, quote, emergency action if conditions worsen. I'm Luke Runyon.
As more and more coronavirus restrictions are lifted, health officials continue to stress the need for vaccinations to keep the virus and mutated forms of it from spreading. While some are celebrating their new freedoms, others worry about those who are not getting vaccinated. Capital Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more on how residents statewide are thinking about this latest phase in the COVID-19 fight.
The visible signs of a deadly pandemic are fading inside the state capitol. The crowds have returned, and people like Brett Frizzell are even taking off their masks deep inside the poorly ventilated building.
So I've done both doses of Moderna, and so You know, I'm following the guidelines that they're trying to set forth for us.
The Commerce City resident is here to testify on a bill, and he's one of the more than 2.3 million Coloradans who have been fully vaccinated as of mid-May.
So if they're saying I'm safe now, that's the way I have to listen to, apparently.
But many scientists believe Colorado is still well over a million doses away from reaching its goal of herd immunity, or 78% immunized. A few months ago, people were scrambling to get vaccine appointments. Today, the pace has slowed dramatically.
I don't feel that it benefits community-wide for me to be vaccinated.
Carl Watson is a property manager in Telluride. He had COVID-19 and says he has antibodies to fight against it. And if they go away, he's still reluctant to get vaccinated, saying he doesn't want to be a, quote, guinea pig for something new.
I don't feel like the argument that we have to keep each other safe is a necessarily valid argument in a time when, you know, so many things can go wrong in life. I mean, I guess that's any time.
In Cortez, Stephen Loomis is also declining the shot despite being at a higher risk from the virus as a smoker.
I was always iffy about flu shots and all that, so this vaccination's different. The RNA to your DNA and all that, like, that's just kind of got me, you know. It's not long-term study, so I'm really iffy.
It's the right thing to do.
Laura Turk lives in Buena Vista. She's been vaccinated, but fears the hesitancy shared by people like Loomis and Watson will end up hurting everyone.
There is a concern that especially the populations that need it the most might be reticent to get the vaccine, and that we'll be stuck in this cycle forever.
In the town of Ridgeway, retired dentist Don Schwartz is also worried about others, but especially the tourists who will soon be coming to the area.
I'm very concerned that people are not stepping up and having this done so easy. There's not a problem. Most people have almost no symptoms. And concern in Ouray County simply is we got a lot of people coming in.
But even with mask mandates lifted in Colorado, those we spoke to who are fully vaccinated are still approaching things with an abundance of caution.
It's nice to see activity picking back up.
Pete Kolbenschlag of Delta County is starting to venture out more, despite only 40% of his county being inoculated.
I've been out to eat a few times. I've been to the brew pub and doing some things like that, so that's great.
While Bronwyn Berry, who lives on the Lamborn Mesa near Paonia, is taking it slowly.
I am paying attention to what hopefully will be an increased likelihood of herd immunity in the near future, but I'm not venturing out into crowded areas. I'm not going to big parties. I'm just being sensible for somebody my age, which is 65.
Less than a quarter of Colorado's 64 counties have vaccinated enough people to be close to achieving herd immunity. Rates are higher in the Denver-Boulder areas, where vaccination rates fall between 60 to 70%. But others, including Washington County on the Eastern Plains, have inoculated less than a third of eligible residents. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
That does it for Friday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.